Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Shor. Maseches Pesachim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shlomo Nyman le'ilui nishmas HaRav Yaakov ben Matisyahu.
Pesachim Daf Samach Ches. The Gemara is focused on what we learned on Daf Samach Zayin, that a Balkari is sent out of two machnes, both machnes Shechina and the machnes Leviyah. The Gemara brought down a braisa that said Balkari is kemaga sheretz. The Gemara understood that to mean like machanoisam, the hainu that a magia sheretz, somebody who touches a sheretz, only gets sent out of the machne shechina, just like a tmei meis. And therefore, if it says Balkari is like a magia sheretz, then he should also only get sent out of the machne shechina. The Gemara says, no, l'tumasam. We mean to say that a Balkari is like a magia sheretz l'inyan the level of tumah. The Gemara says, that can't be, because the tumah, it says beferish in the pasuk. The braisa is not going to come along and tell us something that it says beferish in the pasuk. The Gemara says that it's coming to tell me the chiddush that a Balkari could also become tamei ba'oinus. Ba'oinus means that if he saw the carry only machmas, that he ate extra food or the like, and a just like a person who touches a sheretz is tamei, whether he touches it willingly or ba'oinus, so too a Balkari becomes tamei whether he does it willingly or ba'oinus. The Gemara then says that the seifa of this braisa says boyol nida kitmei meis. Now boyol nida has a din of a tmei meis that can't be le'inyan the tuma, because also it says it beferish in the pasuk. The braisa doesn't tell us things that it says beferish in the pasuk. The Gemara says, therefore, it has to mean that a boil nida has a din of a tmei meis le'inyan the machne, that a boil nida is only sent out of the machne shechina, just like a tmei meis, and he's not sent out of two machnes. And therefore, since the seifa is going on the machne, so too the reishis. The Gemara says, no, it doesn't have to be that way. Hakir isa, hakir isa. The seifa is referring to the hashva, the equating of boil nida and tmei meis le'inyan the machna. Masha Enkin, the Reisha is talking about equating the Balkari with Magasheretz Le'inyan, their Tumah. Dahainu that it's Metame Ba'anis also. The fact that we learned that a Boil Nida has a din of Tmei Meis, and a Boil Nida is not sent out of the Machna Levi, is only sent out of the Machna Shechina, you may ask, how could that be true if a Boil Nida is a Balkari also? When he's boiled, it becomes a Balkari, and therefore a Balkari is sent out from Machna Levi as well. The Mishle Melchim Per Gimel, Hilchas Bias Mikdash, asked this question, and he says, it's not Shver. Number one, you could say that he wasn't Goymer the Bia, so there was no carry that came out of him, and therefore he only has a din of a Boil Nida. A Boil Nida gets the din Tumah just through the Maisa Bia, and therefore, if in such a case, he's not sent out of the two machnas, only from Machna Shechina. Second of all, even if he was going with the Bia, let's say the person went to the mikveh, and he had Harav Shemesh, after that, he's no longer a Balkari. However, Gabi Boil Nida, he has a din of Tumah Shiva. He's Tumah for 7 days, and therefore, he's not yet Tahar from that Tumah. So even if he's no longer Balkari, he doesn't get sent out of the two machnas, he's sent out of the Machna Shechina, Machmas the din of Boil Nida. What is confusing, actually, is that Boil Nida, why should he have a din only of a Tmei Meis? After all, the Torah says, Usihini Das Alav, that a person who's Boil Nida becomes Tmei like the Nida herself. And a Nida is sent out of the two machnas. She's like a Zav. So why is it that a Boil Nida, if he has this very same Tumah that a Nida has, why is he only sent out of the Machna Shechina like a Tmei Meis? What's the Makar? The Mishnah Achrayin, actually in the Mishnah in Zavim, Perikei Mishnah Yeralf, the Mishnah that we're quoting in our sugya, he asks this question. He says, "Minolan the boil nida ain't a kenida le'in shiluach machdes kiven dechsivus hinidasa alav." How do we know to be ma'irim le'in shiluach? He says, "V'le'metzasi b'gemara minolan." We don't find any makar in the Gemara. I'll call upon him. It happens to be that there is a difference, although it does say hinidasa alav. We know that there are differences between the boil nida and the nida herself, namely, as the Mishnah says in the first parak of Kalim, that a nida and a zav and all the people that are in that category of tumah, when they create a medris, when they lie down on something, or they're miyachid at yeshiva, mishkav or moishev, the medris, the thing that they sit on or lie down on, becomes an avatuma. Masha'enken a boil nida, although he creates a medris, he doesn't have to be touching it. Anything that's, even if there are many things underneath him, the bottom one also becomes tamei, but it only becomes tamei on the level of rishon l'tumah. It's ke'elyoina shel zav, which means it's not like the medris of a zav, it's like the elyoina, the thing that's on top of the zav, which only has the din of a rishon l'tumah. So this is a kula that we see that a boil nida has when contrasting it to a nida herself. However, it still doesn't explain for us how it is that we know that legabi shluch machnas, he's not going to have the same din as a nida. Perhaps this would be a right to the Chakira that is declared in the first parak of Nida when defining the Tumah of a Boil Nida. The question is asked, is the Pshat that the Boil Nida has his own Sibra B'Tameh, or he's Mekabal the Tumah from the Nida, although he remains on the level of an Ava Tumah? Usually something that's Mekabal the Tumah from something else goes down a level to a Rishon L'Tumah. Here the Torah says that he's Mekabal the Tumah from the Nida, but stays on the same level. Or the Pshat is, no, he's his own Sibra from the fact that you see that he's an Ava Tumah. He's his own Sibra B'Tameh, and it could be that this will be a Raya. It's similar to a Tmei Mace and a Tmei Sheretz. Both of those things were Mekabal Tumah from something else, and therefore are only sent out of the Machne Shechina. So maybe that's the reason why we compare it to a Tmei Mace and a Tmei Sheretz, because he was Mekabal Tumah from the Nida. This will be a Raya, he's Mekabal Tumah from the Nida, because if you look at it like his own Sibra B'Tameh, then it should be like a Zav, a Nida, and the like that are sent out from both of the Machnes. In fact, the Gemara over here on Daf Samach Zayin Amud Aleph said that the whole Chumrah that Zav has over Tmei Meis is that it's Tumah Yoitza Migufay. Tumah Yoitza Migufay means he wasn't Mekabal Tumah from a different source, rather he generated the Tumah himself through his Re'iyah. So it makes sense to say that a Boil Nida, if you look at it like it's not Tumah Yoitza Lov Migufay, it didn't generate his own source of Tumah, rather the Tumah he was Mekabal from the Nida, then he's similar to a Tmei Meis, and that's why it makes a lot of sense to say that he's only sent out of the Machne Shechina like a Tmei Meis and not out of the Machne Leviyah like a Zav. This can really help us answer the question that Tosfos asks on Daf Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, Dibar Maschil Mai Chumra. Tosfos says, why does the Gemara choose the Chumra that is Zav is Yoitze Tumah Lov Migufay as opposed to Tmei Meis? Who Adin Tosfos says, Dava Motzil Meimer Shekem B'Tamim Mishkav Moishav. The Gemara could have said a Chumra that a Zav creates a Medris and a Tmei Meis does not. According to what we see in our Gemara, the Gemara understands that a Boil Nida, although he creates a Medris, he makes Mishkav Moishev, but it's not Tumah Yoitze Lo Migufay, and therefore he's doing more to a Tmei Meis than to a Zav. The Gemara brings down Tani Tana Kameder of Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, V'yotze Omichutz LaMachne, Zu Machne Shechina. The first pasuk, this is written by a Balkeri, and first the Torah says he has to leave the Machne. Leaving the Machne, says the Gemara, refers to Machne Shechina. Continues the pasuk, Lo Yovei El Techa Machne, Zu Machne Leviyah. Mikan Le Balkeri, Sheyetze Chutz L'Shtei Machnes. This is the Makar that a Balkeri has to leave the two Machnes. Omar Lei, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, said to the Tana that said this Brisa in front of him, Akati Lo Eilusei, Afiktei. By saying that the pasuk that says lo yavoi el techa machne is referring to standing outside the machne leviyah, and we're telling him do not enter the machne leviyah, that means that your assumption is that he is outside of the machne leviyah. Even though we're talking about a person that in the beginning of the pasuk we said leave the machne shechina. So how exactly did the person get to be standing outside the machne leviyah that we should now start telling him don't enter the machne leviyah? The seder advarim should be that after he leaves the machne shechina, he's in the machne leviyah, and we should tell him get out of the Machne Leviyah. Instead, we're telling him, don't enter the Machne Leviyah as if he's already left the Machne Leviyah. Afikte, you've already taken him out of the Machne Leviyah, even though you haven't yet discussed what happens when he goes into the Machne Leviyah. There's another Girsa that Rashi says, Akati Loi Afikte, you haven't yet taken him out of the Machne Leviyah, you haven't told him that he has to leave the Machne Leviyah, and nevertheless, I would say you're starting to discuss whether he should go into the Machne Leviyah, if he's allowed to go into the Machne Leviyah or not. So because of this, the Gemara changes the gear. So it says, Le'ema michutz l'machne, the first pasuk that says that it has to leave the machne, zu machne leviyah. That's referring to having to leave the machne leviyah. Le'yovei el techa machne, zu machne shechina. And now the iser to go into the machne, there is a law telling him that he's not allowed to enter the machne shechina. Which comes out according to the maskar of the Gemara, there's a mitzvah saseh that says that if he's already tummy, he has to leave the machne leviyah. That's a mitzvah saseh, leave the machne. And also there's a iser, a law, telling him that he's not allowed to enter the Machne Shechina. The Rambam in Perek Gimel Halacha Ches Hilchas Bias Mikdash says as follows: Hatomei Amishuluch Mehara Bayis. Hatomei, that's referring to a Balkeri, obviously, well, one of the people at least who sent out of the Hara Bayis, which is the Machne Leviyah. Im Nichnas, if he went back in to the Machne Leviyah, Oyver Beleisasei Shenemra VeYotze Michutz LaMachne Ze Machne Shechina LoYovei Al Toicha Machne Ze Machne Leviyah. This Rambam is going like the Aragamara's original Havamina, that the Isser lav that says that he's not allowed to enter the machta refers to the machta leviya. The mitzvah say that says he has to leave the machna is going to the machna shechina. Now, how could the Rambam explain like the Havam in the Gemara? The Gemara already said that you can't learn that way because it says I katulei ayla say afikte. The Gemara changed it around. The Gemara says that instead of saying that the asay goes on the machna shechina and the lav goes on the machna leviya, it's the opposite. The asay goes on the machna leviya and the lav goes on the machna shechina. So the Kesef Mishnah says that it must be that the Rambam was not goyris this line in the Gemara. The Mari Korkis on the Rambam over there wants to explain the Rambam al pi the hemshech of our Gemara. Our Gemara continues and asks Akasha, Maskuf lo Ravina, Eime idi v'idi l'machna shechina. Why is it that we insist on saying that the lav goes on one of the two machnas and the asay goes on the other machna? One is the machna shechina, one is the machna levia. Why can't we say that both of them are referring to the machna shechina, which is the first machna that we would imagine that we would discuss when trying to create an iser? And we should say that both of them are going to machna shechina. It's just that one is telling me a lav and the other is telling me an asay. The Gemara answers, it doesn't have to say the word machne at the end of the pasuk. It could just say, you have to leave the machne and you may not enter. You may enter into the machne, obviously, but it wouldn't have to repeat the word machne. The fact that it repeats the word machne is coming to discuss another machne. Says the Mari Korkis, according to what the Gemara says then, it comes out that the beginning of the pasuk v'yotze el michutz la'machne obviously refers to machne shechina. That's the first machne of choice. Then the pasuk continues and says that you're not allowed to come into the machne v'yovi al teich machne. That's referring to machne levia because that's the second machne that we add. So once we say that, that brings us back to our original havamina that the first machne that says v'yotze el michutz la'machne is referring to the machne shechina and v'yovi al teich machne is referring to the machne levia. Ah, you'll ask me the question, you'd have to say that we're not referring to the same case. We're talking about a person who, if he's in the Machne Shechina, he's mechuyev to leave the Machne Shechina. And then there's another din, that if he's outside the Machne Levia, then he's not allowed to enter the Machne Levia. So then it won't be shver, the question of akati le ailesei afikti or akati le afikti ailesei. Because that question is only shver if you're dealing with the same case, the same person, after you tell him to leave the Machne Shechina, what do you tell him to do now? Although this pshat works out, I think that the simplest pshat is the one that the Evan Ozel gives, and that's based on the girsa of the Rach in our sugya. We know that the Rach was one of the Rebbeim of the Rambam, and the Rach happens to have a different girsa in our sugya. Here's the girsa of the Rach. Tanit Tanik Amader of Yitzchak. V'yotze el mechutz l'machne zu machne shechina. Lo yovei el teicha machne zu machne shechina. There was somebody who came along and changed the girsa. Says the Evan Ozel, let's keep the old girsa that says zu machne shechina. That means that both of them originally were referring to the machne shechina, which is like the Gemara's kasha at the end of the sugya, that we should be able to say that both psukim, both the asay and the lesay, are referring to the machne shechina. On that, says Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, Amar le akati le afikte, I lesay pirish, michli hani kroy bebal keri ksiv, ubalkeri nisraba mizav de tumah yetzlo migufay. Which means, if you recall, on Daf Samach Zayin Beis, we already said that a Balkeri has to be sent out of both the Machta Shechina and the Machta Leviya because he's Nisraba in the Parsha of Zav. By a Zav it says, Vichol Zav, L'Rabba is Balkeri, and therefore we already know from the Parsha in Nosoi that you're Mechuyiv to send the Balkeri also out of the Machta Leviya. And that's why we're asking now, Adayin Lo Yafikte Elo Machta Shechina. You're using this pasuk to say that he only has to leave the Machta Shechina. And we know that the halacha really is that he has to leave the machta levia as well. He says, "V'koydim shetaytziya mimachta levia chazarta va'amrit lo yovei alteicha machta zumachta shechina michlal." It sounds like the b'machta levia nichtas that he's allowed to go to machta levia. Va'atam azir shlo yikonis machta levia l'machta shechina. You're only telling him you're not allowed to go from the machta levia into the machta shechina. Elo kachemor. This is the gears of the rach. V'yotzel michutz l'machta zumachta shechina lo yovei alteicha machta zumachta levia. So the girsa that he has is that the first pasuk now is telling me you have to leave the machne shechina, and the loisa is going on the machne levia. Kolomer, you're not supposed to go from the machne Yisrael into the machne levia. And now we understand why Ravina follows up with the question, Eime idi v'idi l'machne shechina, because that's what we originally were trying to say. So he says, how do you know not to dash that way and say that one is an asay and the other is a loisa say? On that, the Gemara answers that since it says the word machne twice, we know there are two separate machnes. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Chananel, Amar Rav, Asirim Tzadikim Sheichayu Asameisim. The Gemara darshes that the tzaddikim are going to be mechayim mesim. K'siv hacha v'ro, k'vasim k'davram, k'siv hasam yiru vashan v'gilad k'imei oilam, which the Gemara explains refers to Elisha and Eliyahu Navi, who both performed tchias hamesim. In the Sefer Agra de Kala, in Parshas Boy, he says a fascinating idea to explain why we use gzeirah shava to darshen the din of tchias hamesim, and what it means that the tzaddikim will be mechayim mesim through the gzeirah shava. He says that it's a well-known fact that the Shlosh Esrei Midas Sha'atayr Nedreshes Behen are parallel kineged the Shlosh Esrei Midas Shel Rachamim. That's why it's brought down in this forum to explain the pasuk in the end of Parshas Baal Loischa, where Moshe Rabbeinu is mispalo for Miriam. It says, Kel na refa na la. Since the first one of the Shlosh Esrei Midas Shel Rachamim is Kel, after we have Hashem Hashem, it's Kel, that's parallel kineged the Midah of Kal V'chomer. And that's why we find Kal V'chomer over there in the Parsha, V'avia Yorek Yorek B'faneh, the Gemara darshins the idea of Kal V'chomer in that Parsha. Similarly, the next one after Kel is Rachum. And Rachum is kineged the Midah of Gzeirah Shavah. And therefore, since we know, we say it every day, Mechayim Mesim B'Rachamim Rabim, one of the ingredients that's necessary for Tchias HaMesim is the Midah of Rachamim. So since the Chachamim use the Gzeirah Shavah to darshin the fact that there's going to be Tchias HaMesim, what they're essentially doing is invoking the Midas HaRachamim, because Midas HaRachamim, when it comes from the Pnimius, which is the Torah, is coming from a Gzeirah Shavah. The Gemara says, Rava Rami, Rava asked the Stira, K'siv Ani Ames V'Achaye, I will put people to death and bring people to life. Uksiv machatzti vani erpa. I brought about ailments and I will heal them. Rashi explains that the question that's being asked is that since it says that Hashem could be mechayim mesim, then it's pashit that he could be merape people that have ailments. It's much bigger of a chiddush to say that he could bring about tchias hamesim. And that's what the Gemara means when it says, Hashta achuye machye mirpalei kol shekein. It's really a kasha that it's no chiddush once you tell me that it could be mechayim mesim. Elo amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu masha ani memis ani mechaye. That which I put to death, meaning the person that I put to death, that same person I will bring back to life. K'moshe machatzani erpa. Just like in the end of the pasuk, the person that's receiving the refuah is the one that received the ailment. So too, the person at the beginning of the pasuk who received the life is the same person that received the death. So that we shouldn't say that Ani Amis V'Achaye is referring to two separate people. The question is asked, why is that called Rami? Rami means a stira. Rava asked a stira between two psukim. This isn't a stira. This is simply a pasuk that's no chiddush. Once you tell me that it can be mechayim mesim, I understand that it can be roifei choylem. But it's not a stira between the two parts of the psukim. In Rashi and Sanhedrin, and Daf Tzadik Alpha Beis, he explains the stira that's being asked over there, also brought down by Rava, that it's the question is k'siv ani amis va'achaye. Rashi explains the mashma k'shem shani amis es ha'adam kach ani mechayehu. Just like when I kill a person, k'shemes he dies as a bal mum. Let's say a person has a mum, he dies, he's lame, and then when he gets up, it's mashma that he will wake up the same way he died. The hainu that he's going to stand up as a bal mum. But then the end of the pasuk says, "Ksiv machatz divani erpa." K'shu mechayim merape as a machatz va'imid shalim. The person is going to stand up and wake up as a adam shalim, not as a bal mum. Now that makes sense over there in the Gemara, because you see that the end of the Gemara, the teretz the Gemara gives to the stira, is that Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu mash ani memes ani mechaye v'hoder mash machatz ani erpa, which means that it's going to happen in stages. First, the person is going to wake up. He's going to wake up the same way he was when he died, and then Hashem is going to heal him after he wakes up. So from the Shach V'Tayr of the Gemara, it makes sense to use the word Rami because it was a stira, and the Gemara answers the stira. Over here, it's not really a stira. It could be that the word Rami was really imported from the Gemara over there. Take a look also at the Pirush of the Rif on the Ein Yaakov. The Mishnah told us that Hektech Halovim is Doicha Shabbos. The Gemara says, Tanya Amar Rav Shimon Bo Yirei Kama Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. Shari Hektech Halovim Ve'Varim U'Pedarim K'sherim Kol HaLayla. They're kosher all night. Ve'im Amtim Lehem Ad Shetechshach. Rashi explains, K'sherim Kol HaLayla K'rechsiv Al-Moyt Al-Mizbeach Kol HaLayla. The Torah says you're allowed to be makdir the Halovim Ve'Varim the entire night. Nevertheless, we don't wait until after Shabbos is over in order to do them at night because we want to do mitzvah b'shaita. It's not clear what's the makor that the mitzvah b'shaita is to do it in the daytime. The Avnei Nezer in Eruch Haim, Simen Chav Gimel, says that there really is a chiyuv to do the haktorah in the daytime because it says, ta'aseh bein harbayim. Ta'aseh refers also to the haktorah. When we say in the Mishnah that Hektach Halabim Veivarim is mitzvahs and kol alayla, and what we learn out from this pasuk that Rashi brings, al moitalam is beach kol alayla, is not that you have the right in terms of the mitzvah to be makter it all day, all night. Rather, it's kosher all night. The Hainu, it does not come liday noiser. It's okay if you do the haktara at night to make it that it's not noiser, but the mitzvah when you're supposed to do the haktara is like it says, ta'aseh bein harbayim. Reb Kiveger brings down over here the Turi Evin in Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed and Beis that asks a kasha in our Gemara. He asks, what's the raya from the fact that they brought it dafka in the daytime and not at night, that chaviva mitzvah b'shaita? He says, maybe the reason why they were machped to bring it in the daytime is because, according to Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah over there, nisachim that come with the carbon are supposed to be brought l'chatchila in the daytime and not at night. And the reason for that is because if you bring the Nesachim at night, you cannot say Shira. Because the Gemara in Erechin learns out, the Makkah Parah B'yoyim Av Shira B'yoyim. Shira can only be done in the daytime. Therefore, there was a Hakpada to do the Nesachim in the daytime so that you could say Shira. Ein Oymim Shira El Alayayin. You only say Shira B'shas the Nesachim. So therefore, there was a Hakpada to do the Nesachim in the daytime. And since we know that you always do the Haktara before the Nesachim, maybe that's the reason why they made sure to bring the Haktara in the daytime, so that they could bring the Nesachim during the day, so that they could say Shira, because if you wouldn't bring it at night, you would not be able to say Shira. The Ar Sameach in Perek Aleph, Hilchus Karban Pesach, Halacha, Yud Beis, says a teretz. He says that really the Teres Kayanim that our Gemara is quoting doesn't say the words Chalovim ve'evarim upidorim. It says, Reb Shimon Omer, Chaviva, mitzvah b'shaita, shehekter chalovim ksheru kalayla. That the hekter of the chalovim is kosher all night. Asks the Or Sameach, why was the Taras Koinim mashmit evarim upidorim? Why didn't it say evarim and pidorim as well? As a matter of fact, the main yafusa comes from the evarim because it says, Oilas Shabbos b'shabate, that's referring to the evarim. Answers the Or Sameach that the Evarim and the Pidorim would not be a raya, just like the Turi Evin says, because it's possible that the reason why they brought it dafka by the day is in order to bring the Nesachim, because you can only bring the Nesachim after the Akhtara, and they wanted to bring the Nesachim in the day so that they could say Shira. That's why it says Chalovim. And the Kavana is for the Karban Pesach, because they were makdir by the Karban Pesach only Chalovim. There was no Evarim or Pidorim that they were makdir by the Karban Pesach. And the Pesach doesn't have any Nesachim. The only Shira that they used to say was at the time of the Hakrava of the Karban Pesach. And therefore, there is no motivation to do it dafka in the daytime other than the fact that chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. Over here, you can't say that they did it for the Nesachim. There were no Nesachim. And therefore, there's a raya that chaviva mitzvah b'shaita that they were makbet to do it in the day only because that is the optimal time. The Mishnah told us that harkavosai v'hava osim uchutz l'tchum v'chatiches yabaltoi ein doicheres haShabbos. The animal has the abeles, some sort of growth, which makes it you can't be makrvit. You want to cut it off. You can't do that on Shabbos because, like we explained, you could have done that before Shabbos. The Gemara asks the stira v'raminu choytchen yabeles b'mikdash avoloi b'medina. You see that it's only a shvus, and therefore you're allowed to do it in the Beis HaMikdash as long as you're not using a kli. The Gemara gives two terutzim. The Gemara says that you could differentiate between a yabelis that's lacha and one that's yevesha. Lacha is a shvus, and therefore you're not allowed to do it because you could have done it before Shabbos. Masha'en ken yevesha is not even a shvus. Or you could differentiate between biyad and beklid. The Mishnah over there in Erevin is talking about you doing it with a hand, and therefore it's not a malacha. Gemura masha'en ken, over here we're talking about with a kli. The Tzlach asks, why can't the Gemara answer the Stira by saying that the Mishnah in Erevin that says you're allowed to cut the Yabelis is talking about the type of Yabelis that grew on Shabbos, and therefore you could not have done it before Shabbos. As we explained, the whole reason why the Tanakhama in our Mishnah holds that you're not allowed to cut the Yabelis on Shabbos is because it's something you could have done before Shabbos. Answers the Tzlach, even though it grew on Shabbos, still it does not belong to the category of Shechita and Zrika that are Doicha Shabbos. Rather, it belongs to the category of things that you could have done before Shabbos. Because although practically it's true that this Yabelis grew on Shabbos and could not have been done before Shabbos, nevertheless, the category of things that are Doicha Shabbos are things
that are imperative to a Bindoich Shabbos, meaning to say that you could not have had a Shechitas Karban Pesach without it. Shechita is something that you need to Bindoich Shabbos for. Masha'enkin, things that in theory could have happened before Shabbos are not part of that category, and this works very well with what we explained the Shita of the Tanakhama to be when we discussed the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek, that we said it's built on the principle called Hutra, which means that it was programmed into the original Isser. When the Torah gave the Isser Shabbos, it did not cover cases that the Torah knew you're going to have to be doiche in order to be mekayim the din of Karban Pesach. That means only things that are imperative, that need to be doiche Shabbos, did the Torah matir. Masha'en came things that do not necessarily have to have been done on Shabbos, because in theory they could have been done before Shabbos. Even if you'll find me a practical case in which it needs to be doicha Shabbos, that's not included in Hutra. Hutra has to be built into the Isser. Masha'en came Reb Elezer, who holds that it is doicha, is because he holds the principle called Dechuya. Dechuya means that if you find yourself on a practical level that in order to bring the Karban Pesach you have to transgress a particular Isser, then you're allowed to because it exerts a kasev of B'moyadei. Rashi asks a very simple question. He says, why can't we say that the Mishnah over here, obviously, is Machlek, is a Tanakama and Reb Elezer. So we're going on the Tanakama, who says that things that you could have done before Shabbos are not Doicha Shabbos, even though they're a Shavuos. Why don't we say that the Mishnah over there is going like Reb Elezer? Reb Elezer is the one who says that you're allowed to. Rashi says, Reb Elezer, loy matzil ukma, lahida ervin. You can't say the Mishnah of Ervin is going according to Reb Elezer. V'neim Reb Elezer, he, da amr masnisen doichen, mishem de katani hasam v'im bikli, da v'malacha gemura, kan v'kan aser. Over there it says, in the Mishnah of Ervin, that if it's done with a kli, which is in malacha gemura, it's aser, bain in the mikdash, bain in the medina. Says Rashi, Ve'irab Lezerhi, Ha'amar Machshiri mitzvah doichnes Shabbos afilu b'malacha gemura. You're allowed to be doicha Shabbos even for malacha gemura as long as it's a Machshiri mitzvah. As it says in Maseches Shabbos, Reb Elezer says, "Mloi hevi kli me'erev Shabbos mevi'ei b'Shabbos." The pella with this Rashi is that the Gemara in Erev in Gufa says that it's possible to learn that it's going according to Reb Elezer, and yet Reb Elezer, although he says that usually machshir mitzvah are doichin Shabbos, but kama de efshel shanuye mishaninan, as long as you can be mishane, do it differently than you usually do it in the weekdays, then you do. So what does Rashi mean? You have to say that Rashi is trying to tell us that there's machloik zasugis, that although the Gemara over there says that Reb Elezer, who holds the machshir mitzvah doicha Shabbos, tells you to be mishane as much as you can, our Gemara disagrees, and our Gemara therefore does not want to say that it's going according to Reb Elezer. The Gemara brings down that the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua, who brought a raya from Oichel Nefesh to the Shechita of the Karban Pesach, is L'shitasi, because he holds that Simchas Yomtiv is a mitzvah. The Tanya Reb Elezer Omer, Ein Lo Adam B'Yomtiv Alo Oichel V'Shoisa Oyoshi V'Shoina, meaning to say Reb Elezer says you have a choice whether you want to spend the entire day learning or you can spend the entire day eating and drinking. Mashen Kin Reb Yeshua says you're Mechuyiv Chalkeyu Chetzi L'Achila V'Shtia V'Chetzi L'Beis HaMedrash. The Gemara then says that by Atzeres on Shavuos everybody agrees to be in a Nami Lachem. My timer, what's the reason that on Shavuos it has to be some lachem? You have to do some sort of achil v'shtia? Because it was yom shenitna boi toirehu. It's the day that the Torah was given. It's not clear, just because the day that the Torah was given, if anything, I would say you'd spend the whole day learning. Rashi's lashon is the be'ina nami lachem sheyismach by b'machol u'mishta laharos to show shenoyach u'makubal yom ze liyisrael shenin the Torah boy. The mashmos of Rashi is that you have to show that it's noyach u'makubal, it's accepted on yourself that the Torah was given. It could be that Rashi's kavana is that without showing through machol u'mishta that you're happy with the fact that the Torah was given, we could make the mistake and think that you feel forced because we know that it was kaf aleim har kigigas. The Gemara in Shabbos daf peches. That Akash Baruch Hu was koyfal leim har kigigis, he forced them to be mekabel the Torah, and he said otherwise sham teheikvu raschem. And it was only later at the time of Purim kimu v'kibul that they were mekabel it biahava. So one can think that we don't consider it such a yomtiv. If the person spends all day learning, it could be that he's forced. But if he shows through machal mishta that he's happy that the Torah was given, then you see that it was noyach u'mekubel that we received the Torah. Another explanation as to why you need dafka lachem, you have to have Michael u'mishta on Shavuos, can be found in the Sefer Ein Eliyo on Ein Yankov and in Beis Halevi Parshas Yisroi. They both explain al pi the Gemara in Shabbos over there at Daf Pechesma Beis, where the Gemara relates that there was a dialogue between Moshe Rabbeinu and the Malachi Ashores. There was a debate of sorts. The Malachi Asheris wanted the Torah to remain in Shemayim. It was there for many doiris before Shenivra HaOilam, and therefore, why are you giving it to man? Ma'enish kisif kirenu, ben adam kisif kidenu. The Rabbi Shalom tells Moshe Rabbeinu, answer a tshuva, give them an answer. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, well, what does it say in the Torah? He says, Anoichi Hashem lekecha shetzichu meretz Mitzrayim. Le Mitzrayim yaratem. He tells Malach Esher, did you go to Mitzrayim? Le pare yishtabaratem? Torah lomateilachem. Why should you get the Torah? He says, the whole idea of leyilcha lehimachirim alponai, you don't have any shaychas tavarizorah. Zorchas yom shabbos lekach, you don't have any malacha. Do you have a yetzahara? Do you have kinna? There is no Yetzahara for Malachim, there's no Kinah Yesh Beneichem, and all of the mitzvahs that we have, Lesiritzach, Lesinach, they all revolve around Yetzaharas and Kinah and things that we have to deal with as human beings. Therefore, says the Beis HaLevi and the Ein Eliyahu, that our whole Zchus to Torah is built on the fact that we have Yetzahara. Because had we not had the Yetzahara, had we not had the ability to behave like human beings, then we would not be able to have gotten the Torah. The Malachim would have kept the Torah. It's only because we are in a guf and we're shayach to worldly pursuits that it's possible for us to have gotten the Torah. And therefore, akol moedin debeinu nami lechem. The deeper meaning behind this is that the Rebbeinu Shlom wanted there to dafka be a dir betachtoinim. It's not a kunz for Malachi Asharis, who are kula neshama, b'li guf, to understand the Torah, to understand the amkas of Torah, Mashen Kain, somebody who is built with a guf and a yetzahara, for him to bring the Ashuras Hashchina into that guf, for him to be male all the gashmias to Kvod Shemayim, that is something that's more difficult. That's what the Rebbeinu Shlom wanted, and that's why he gave the Torah dafka to us. So that's why I call Moedin Divina Nami Lachem. We have to do what's unique to us as human beings. So in Shavuos, you use the Machlo Mishta is a way of getting closer to Hashem, which is something that the Malachim cannot do. You know, it's interesting that in the Karbonis, we find Kol Sa'or V'chol Devash Loisaktiru Mimenu Isha L'Hashem. You're not allowed to bring Chametz on the Mizbeach, and you're not allowed to bring Dvash, or things that are sweet. The two exceptions to this rule are, on Shavuos, you bring the Shtei Alechem, which is made from Chametz, and you also bring Bikurim. Shavuos is the Chag HaBikurim, it's when you start bringing Bikurim as well. What's the pshat in that? Because Kol Sa'or V'chol Devash L'Sa'tirim Menu Isha L'Hashem is, as the Mefarshim explain, Sa'or is Chametz. Chametz symbolizes the Yetzer Hara. Something that has Sa'or in it rises on its own. It gives you the illusion that it has a Metzias in and of itself, and it's not just limited to the ingredients that are put into it, like matzah. That is like a person who has a Yetzara that looks like he has the ability to go kineged the Ratzon of Hashem. Unlike the Malachim who do not have Bechira Chafshis. Dvash is something that's sweet. And like the Balaturim says on the Pasuk, Leisase Chameitz, Lefish Yetzara Doime Lesa'or, Omitamze Gamkin Hizir Al Dvash, She Yetzara Mosek Lo Adam Kidvash. There's a certain sweetness that we have that's shayach only to us as human beings. There are two ways that we connect to the Rabbeinu Shloilem. There's through Avoida and Torah. Tefillah is Avoida, it's Hisbatlus. It's where we are meant to be Mevatla ourselves entirely to the Rabbeinu Shloilem. Torah, on the other hand, we're not really told to be Mevatla ourselves. On the contrary, a person is supposed to bring all of his personality to Torah. The Harev, no, we ask it to be sweet. We want to have, to be part of the experience of learning Torah. Torah is a bris. A bris is a contract, it's a partnership between two sides. That means that we're not here to be mevatel ourselves. Torah is something that we learn with our personalities. Like Reb Chaim Volozhiner says, you need to be able to think like a ramai, like a thief, in order to understand Bav Metziah. There are things in the Torah that we need the human dimension for, and that's because Torah is a bris between the Rebbeinu Shlom and us. Tefillah and Avoida, Karbonis, are things where we are mevatel ourselves, and therefore Kol Sa'or V'chol Dvash, the things that symbolize our personalities, our human side, are not to be included because we're mevatel ourselves to the Rebbeinu Shloilem. Mashen came when it comes to the Yom of Kabbalah Satorah, when it's a bris, we have the Harev, no, we have Kol Sa'or and Vash, you have the Shtei Alechem and Bikurim. The bracha for Birkas HaTorah is V'harav no Hashem Elokeinu is Diver Sirascha Befinu, make the Torah sweet in our mouths, V'niya Anachnu V'tzatzeinu V'tzatzoi Amcha Beis Yisro Kulonu Yoidei Shemecha. Yoidei Shemecha means, the Sfarim explained that V'ha'odam Yoda Escha V'ishto. Yediyah is a lashon of connection, and our relationship, our connection with the Rebbeinu Shlom comes through V'harevna. The Eglital says in Hakdama to his Sefer that the Iker Torah comes when you are nene from the Torah. That way it becomes nivla bedomai. The person absorbs Torah through his geshmak, his enjoyment in Torah. Rav Huttner says that the Iker person is the koyach ha-tainug of the person. The person is not his guf. It's, you say my guf. Even your neshama is not you. Elikai neshama shenasata bi. The main person, if you want to define the person, he says it's the koyach ha-tainug of the person. So the thing that's deepest in the person's psyche, the deepest part of the person that defines the actual essence of the person is his capacity for tainug, for pleasure. There are many different levels of pleasure. But since that's true, the way that you have a bris between us and the Ribbono Shel Olam is by accessing our capacity for pleasure through Torah.
The Gemara continues, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Akom Moedim Bepurim to be in a Nami Lochem. Everybody's Moedim, that on Purim you have to have Lochem as well. My timer, you may Mishtav Simcha Ksibbe, because it says you may Mishtav Simcha. The Gemara relates that Mabrei Ravina used to sit Betainis the entire year, except for on Shavuos and Purim and Erev Yom Kippur, because of the various milas that each one has.
That means, according to most Mepharshim, that means even on Shabbos and Yom Tov, if you used to fast, although you're not supposed to fast on Shabbos, but if it gives you tainug, or if it's like a tainus chaloim, where that's the person's tainug, then you're allowed to fast. Masha'en kein, on Purim, it says you may mishtav simcha, so you're not allowed to fast. The Tshuvas Marshal, Simen Memches, wants to be pushed from here that if a person forgot Alanisim, in Birkas HaMazon, after the Sudas Purim, he would have to repeat Birkas HaMazon. He says, since we find that Chazal were more machmir, you're not even allowed to sip betainus like you are on Shabbos v'Yom Tov. So Purim is a greater chiyuv of Mishtav Simcha, so it's like Gara from Sudas Shabbos, which we say that you're mechuyev to have pas, and that's why if you forget Ritzei, you have to repeat Birkas HaMazon. And like the Rosh says in Perek Shlosha Sha'achlu, that a person is chayv in Sudas Yom Tov to eat pas, because although the chiyuv is a chiyuv simcha, but there's the ikar achila is belechem, and since your din is mishtav simcha, so you have to have lechem, and therefore you're mechuyev to say yal v'yavay again if you forgot it during the Sudas Yom Tov. Hu adin in Purim, says the Marshal, if a person were to forget al anisim, he would have to repeat Birkas HaMazon. The Magen Avraham in Siman Tov Reish Tzadik Hei Sifkaton Tes says that it's Tzarech Iyun. Why should Birkas HaMazon be better than Tefillah, which is also a Choyva, and nevertheless you do not have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei when you don't say Al Anisim? So it may be true that the Chiyuv Suda is a Chiyuv and you can't get out of that Chiyuv, but it doesn't make a difference because the lack of saying Al Anisim is no different than not saying it in Tefillah. Tefillah is also a Choyva. And al korach, you have to be mechalik between the whole din of al anisim and the din of yal v'yavay or ritzei. Yal v'yavay and ritzei are a chiyuv to be mazkir the yoim. Whenever you have a chiyuv to be mazkir the yoim, a haskara of a yoim, then if you leave it out, then you have to repeat it. Masha'en kein, the chacham were never misakin on Chanukah and Purim to be mazkir the yoim. That wasn't the takana of Alanisim. Alanisim is a chiyuv to be marchiv the haidah, to broaden the haidah that we usually have. That's why it's in the bracha of noidalucha. That's why it's in the brikas haidah in Shemoneh Esrei. Whenever you leave out the part of the harchav of the haidah, they didn't tell you to go back. Because mikom makom, you did say haidah. This is the reason why probably they weren't misakin in the bracha me'ein sholish to say al hanisim. Even though in bracha me'ein sholish you have to say ritzei, you have to be mazkir the yoim of Shabbos or Yom Tov. But in Chanukah and Purim you don't have to say because it's a shortened version. Since it's a shortened version, you say the haidah as it is, the regular haidah of noidalucha. Akoponim, that is the response of the Magen Avraham to the Marshal, although there are Paiskim that held like the Marshal. The Yavitz in the Sefer Moruk Tzia is Chilik on the Magen Avraham, and he passes that you have to repeat the Birkas HaMazon unless you actually ate one time during that day, as long as you did it one time. So you're Mekayim the dinner, you may Mishtav Simcha. Also the Maram Shik in Arachayim Simen Shin Mem is Toma on the Magen Avraham because of the rush that we mentioned earlier in Perek Shlosh Sha'achlu. The Mishnah Brura in Tavrich Tzadik Hei, Sifkot and Tezvav says, Vim Shachach in the Suda, Yeshamer de Machzirin Oisei brings the Marshal that we mentioned. Yeshamer de Ein Machzirin Oisei, the Suffolk Brachas Lahakil. So since the Suffolk Brachas Lahakil, you don't go back. But he points out that if it's the second Suda that you're eating that day, then everybody agrees that you don't go back and say Birkas HaMazon again. As we mentioned earlier, Mabrei Ravina used to sit betainus all year, and there were 3 days that he didn't continue his tainus. One was Shavuos, Purim, and the third is Erev Yom Kippur. The reason for Erev Yom Kippur, the Gemara explains, is because it says V'nisim es nafshe seichem b'tish l'chodesh v'chi b'tish mis anin. You don't fast on Tisha, so why does it say b'tish l'chodesh be'erev? It's really asara v'alu be'asir mis anin. El loymer l'cha kol ha'ich v'shoyse b'tisha mala kosev ki'ilu mis anin tshi v'asir. A person who eats and drinks on the day of Erev Yom Kippur, it's as if he fasted for 2 days straight. Reb Kiveger in the Tshuvas in Simen Tez Zayin, he has a suffix as to whether Noshim are chayovas to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. The one side he has is that they're putter like any other mitzvah cessation is man groma. The truth of the matter is that there is a Kesef Mishnah in Per Gimel, Hilchos Nedarim, who has a suffix if this drasha, B'tish L'Chodesh Be'erev, is a drasha gemura, and therefore it would be a mitzvah d'oraisa, or it's only like an asmachta, and therefore it's only d'rabbanan. The nafkamina would be that there is a machloikas rishonim in brachas daf chaf mebeis, whether the p'tur of mitzvah sasesha's man groma is equally true by d'rabbanans as it is by d'oraisa. So if you hold that it's a drasha gemura, then l'kula yalma, there's makam to discuss whether nashmar chayav is because it's a mitzvah sasei d'oraisa, and it is as man grama. Masha'en kain, if you hold that it's not a drasha gemura, then it would be dependent on that machlokes rishonim as to whether the din of zman grum is true by the rabbanim as well. I'll call Pana Rabbi Kveger as one side that noshim would be pturis because it's a mitzvah zman grum. The other side is that it could be that since the Torah expressed the halacha to eat and drink in the form of misanim, the Torah said bechtisha lachodesh be'erev ta'anu esnafshesechem yomuchuyim to v'inisim to fast. Therefore, the way that the Torah delivered the din of Achil Vishtiya is through discussing the Tainus. Now, whoever is chayv in the Tainus would then have a din to eat and drink. And Noshim, since they're chayv in Vinisim, so they would also have the chiyuv to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. In the Shalos Tshuva's Torah Lishma, Simit Kuf Samach Beis, he brings the Divrei Arizal. The Arizal says that the Ribui Achila of Erev Yom Kippur somehow creates a tikkun for the Tainus on Yom Kippur itself. The way that the Svarim are masber that idea is that we know that a tainus, part of the idea of a tainus is that the miut chelbi v'dami, the amount that my chelav and dam has been diminished through the tainus is like a carbon. Therefore, a person first eats an achila shal mitzvah. The Torah gave you an achila shal mitzvah so that what you're offering to the Ribbono Shel Olam, dahainu, the miut chelav and dam that was added the day before is a davar kadosh, and therefore it's fit to be a carbon. Al koponim, he says that it's for sure only shayach to somebody who is shayach to the tainus, and therefore women who are chayiv in the tainus would also have a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur, and it's not treated like a mitzvah cessation as man groma. Also, according to the Pashta Tam that the Torah brings down, that the reason why the Ribbono Shel Olam gave a din of eating on Erev Yom Kippur is in order that the Tainus should not be mazik us, so it's a preparation for the Tainus, certainly then it would make sense to be mechayiv women. And furthermore, those that are masber al pi the Rambam perik aleph alocha dalet shvisas osar, who says that the chiyuv of inu yom kippur itself is midin shvisa. You're supposed to be lishpois me'achilu v'shtia. So there are those that want to say that the idea of eating on erev yom kippur is in order that the shvisa should be a shvisa and ikeres. We give you a mitzvah to eat on erev yom kippur so that when the person does not eat on yom kippur, he's being shovis from something. According to all of these taimim, then women who are chayiv in the mitzvah of inoy would have a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. The Rabbeinu Yoina in the Shari Tshuva, Shar Dalet, in Ois Ches, Tes, and Yud, discusses the three possible taimim for the mitzvah of achila on Erev Yom Kippur. Now, according to the third taim that he says, it's like we mentioned earlier from the Torah, in L'man Nechzik L'Harbeis Tefillah V'Tachnunim B'Yom Kippurim, that we should have strength to do the tefillahs and tachnunim that we need to on Yom Kippur. That would go in accordance to what we said earlier, that Noshim would be chayiv. However, if you go with the other two taim that he says over there, number one, he says a person has to show simcha. He has to be happy that Hashem is letting him have kapara. He's giving him mechilas avoinus. So then it's there's a day of simcha that they were mesakin on Erev Yom Kippur, and it's got nothing to do with the tainus. Furthermore, according to the second time, he says it's like shar yom tovim that we have a suda l'simchas hamitzvah, the actual simcha that we have Yom Kippur. We're kaveya the suda of that day on Erev Yom Kippur, since we can't fast on Yom Kippur itself. So then it would be different. There's also an afkamina between these two taimim as to whether you should eat madanim dafka, you should show simcha, or is it only a din to prepare for the tainus, then lav dafka, you would have to eat madanim. The same thing would hold true legabe a person who's not capable of fasting. Nashim, we said, are fasting, and therefore they would have the chiyuv according to the tzadim that it has to do with the tainus. Masha'en kain, if you have somebody who knows that he cannot fast, then if it's a din simcha, then he would have a chiyuv, but if it has to do with the tainus, then he would not have a chiyuv, because he knows he's not going to be mashlim the tainus. In Shaios Hatshuvas Ksav Sofer, at the end of Simen Kuf Yud Beis, he says that a person who is not capable of fasting is mechuyev. to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. However, the Netziv in Emek Sheila in Vizayis HaBracha, he says that a person who is not fasting is Pater, and he says that that's actually the reason why you don't make a bracha on the mitzvah of Achila on Erev Yom Kippur, because a person never knows if he's going to be Matzliach in being Mashlim the Tainus. And since he sees it as a Chelik of the Tainus, you therefore do not make a bracha. So somebody who's not capable of fasting would be Pater from eating. The Sfasemis in Yuma, Pei Alf Mabez, says an interesting tam for the mitzvah of Achila on Erev Yom Kippur. He says, Kedei sheyiyeh sameach v'toiv leiv, in order that he should be mispayis im chaveri. We know that Yom Kippur is a Yom Simas Ava v'reyes, as we say in the tefillah after the Avoida on Musaf Yom Kippur. And there's a special inyan to be mispayis one to another, to make up for disagreements or fights that people have with each other, be moichel each other. And therefore, when you eat, you're happier. And that would then mean that a person who cannot fast Yom Kippur still would probably have a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. You see, the Gemara says in Chulin Pei Gimel that in the Galil there used to be noyeg a special simcha, and it was mashmah that they treated it like a yomtiv. Another nafkamina, whether it's the chiyuv like a yomtiv or it's a preparation for the tainus, would be if there's a chiyuv the night before. Every yomtiv you have an inyan to eat the night before. The Magen Avram in Siman Tov Reish Dalet says there's no mitzvah to eat the night before, the night of Erev Yom Kippur. It's only a mitzvah by the day. Of course, if it's a preparation for the tainus, you start preparing the day before. Masha'en Kain, if it's a din simcha like a yomtiv, so then like every yomtiv, you have a chiyuv suda the night before.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. We need your help to continue our mission. To find out about dedication opportunities, visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.